Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. March Madness is definitely here. Tune in all week to TBS, CBS, TNT, and True TV on the go with March Madness Live, or listen on Westwood One. This game preview is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. NCAA March Madness is filled with surprising Cinderella stories. So best to go with the sure thing. B-Dubs, the official hangout for March Madness, where you won't miss a moment. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. So on Saturday, some fantastic games in the NCAAs. Bama and Nova, Rhode Island and Duke. Duke favored by 9.5. Buffalo and Kentucky, everybody wants to know if Buffalo can do it again. They already beat Arizona. Can the Ramblers of Loyola handle Tennessee? Seton Hall against Kansas. Mafia, do you think your Pirates can hang with the Jayhawks?
Hell yeah, we're going to Sweet 16.
Ohio State and Gonzaga. That one in Boise. And then Florida, Texas Tech in Dallas. Almost like a home game for the Raiders. Houston and Michigan and Wichita. Should be a great game. I love watching that kid, Gray, the guard for the Cougars. And, of course, Wagner, the big fella for the Wolverines. Should be great basketball all day on Saturday. Game previews brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. NCAA March Madness is filled with surprising Cinderella stories. So best to go with a sure thing. B-Dubs, the official hangout for March Madness, where you won't miss a moment. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. And we're watching a crazy game right now with Maryland, Baltimore County leading 47-34 over Virginia with 9:15 left in the game. And Mafia, you said it earlier, some of the stats are crazy. Remember, this is a 16. It's never happened before ever that a 16 has beaten a 1. Not only a 1, but the tournament overall number 1 seed.
Right, and they were tied 21s going into the break, so that means it is 26-13 in the second half for UMBC. They're just absolutely killing them offensively. So much for this vaunted Virginia defense shutting people down.
Well, I mean, they've already more than doubled their first half. They've lit it up. So they're playing good defense right now on that possession, at the very least. Under 9 minutes to go now, and Virginia down 13. Do you think they can do it? That's the question. What did you say about William Hill? What did they say in the middle of the game?
That probably about 15 minutes ago, they tweeted out that UMBC is now the favorite on the money line in their in-play betting. They are minus 135 favorites as of like 15 minutes ago for the in-play. A 16 seed is the money line favorite right now to win this game.
Is this kid going to nail it? He did. He nailed it again. It's 50-34. This little guard, Mora. Give me Mora at I mean, this is absolutely insanity. This is making the show tonight. Can we go home?
They're 10 of 20 from three.
10 of 20, solid, son. Didn't we have Buffalo, the coach, on after Oates talking about his team? Didn't they hit 50% from three?
Yeah, they bombed them out too.
But they just hit a three. Now it's back to 13. They just need good possessions and shots, no turnovers. They need to shoot the ball even if they miss. You know what I mean? They got to have possessions where they get a shot off. And even if they miss it, look at that. Nice with the kiss.
No call on the contact, too. That could have been a three-point play easily.
And one.
I like that, too. Taking it straight to the rack.
7.5 to go up 15. Carver High getting involved, ladies. Are you kidding me? And they're bombing another three. Here they go, down to 12. They're chipping away, the Cavaliers. Chipping away. 1 point at a time. You know, if they come back and win this game, I'm going to stick my head in a toilet. I am, and just I'm going to flush like 9 times. I cannot watch them come back and win this game. I'll kill myself. I really will. I can't take it. I just cannot watch another. I cannot watch this Bennett guy for my whole weekend, Friday and Sunday. Can't do it. Am I going to a bar mitzvah Sunday, too?
You have one every Saturday and Sunday for the next month and a half, I think.
I'm going to my third straight one on Saturday night, and then I'm off the following Saturday, and then back at it the Saturday after that. I'm very angry that Young Gun is missing the Livingston tournament tomorrow, a triple header. You win two, you play in the finals. The third game was on the table, and he's not going to be there. Not only does he miss the tournament, but he misses the jersey. Dish out. They dish out jerseys tomorrow, Mafia. He won't even get his own jersey.
Terrible. Poor planning.
Horrible. So, just so you know, I have to say this really quickly. Do you think the half times are long enough for CBS in these games? Jesus. TCU and Syracuse went out for pizza together at Shakey's. I mean, honest to God, they've been at the half for 25 Pharrellin minutes.
They try to adjust because they see where this game's at. Then they let that one go. They try to get everything so that they're all ending at different times. They don't want two games ending at the same time.
So they can have their seven different studio shows
and they had two games tip at relatively the same time between the Syracuse game and the Clemson game. They were both fairly close to each other, so they're probably stretching it out.
So did they get the girl to quit talking about her team?
I didn't really watch much of the studio today.
Yeah.
Your boy was back, the Illinois coach.
Underwood.
Yes. He'll be out this weekend, though.
Thank God.
They'll have Frank Martin in there on Saturday.
That's right, Frank Martin taking over. He's a lot more entertaining than Underwood.
Went to the Final Four last year, so that should be good.
Did Underwood really go? He's at Illinois?
I'm saying Martin with South Carolina.
I know. He's at South Carolina. The other guy's at Illinois?
Yes.
So,
great year.
Number one seeds 135-0 all time. The average margin of win 24 points. 5 times under 5 points that has been decided. One time an overtime game in 90. It was Michigan State, Murray State. So this is it. In 1985, they expanded to 64 teams, and no one's ever done it. A shot here for Maryland, Baltimore County with how much time left? Like, it's definitely like 6.5 minutes, right?
There's about, yes, but just under 7.
Is that right? It's 7:12 left. So they just have over 7 minutes
just
left.
Just over 7, I meant to say.
Lyles with 22 for the Retrievers, the Golden Retrievers. Like Boston, my dog, very much of a leader of Udos. Very much a leader. Come on with your Iota. So it's 52-40 with 7:12 left. And it's just like I'm on the edge of my seat watching this game. It's craziness, right? It's So you know, the other one's going on. They finally started the TCU game. They're up 32-29 on Syracuse. 17-41 left. At the half, Clemson up 12 on New Mexico State. First half, Florida State up 25-16 on Missouri. It looks as though the Aggies are getting whacked by Clemson and Syracuse giving TCU all they can handle in that game. Of course, Syracuse gets into the tournament even if they go 7-24. And then we've got this great game going here. Where is that game? In Charlotte? That's what you're telling me? The Baltimore County?
Yes.
Playing in Charlotte? Everybody drove up from Charlottesville to see him in Charlotte, North Carolina. Just another home game for North Carolina, the Heels.
Let's go!
Now, unlike your boy out in the desert, Miller, Bennett's done a lot of good things in the tournament this time in Virginia. Actually outperformed a lot of what people expected of them for many years, but if you're the first number one seed to lose to a 16 seed, is that automatic firing?
With the guy at Virginia?
Probably not, but I mean, come on.
If you're, that guy, they wouldn't fire him if he lost twice to a 16. He's been the greatest thing that ever happened to Virginia basketball. You have to lose five of them for him to get fired. That guy, he's done such an incredible job at Virginia, it's not even funny.
But he really hasn't done anything, to be quite honest with you. He made one Elite Eight.
Well, they've never mattered until he got there.
That's true. No doubt about that.
They're not firing him. But the guy, Sean Miller at Arizona, I'd be worried about my job if I were him. And Alford, too. Was I right about Alford? Did you see him flying the flag over Westwood? Did you see what it said, Mafia?
No, I didn't.
Final fours, not first fours. Fire Alford. The last time they flew the thing over, they fired the guy within 16 hours. Once the athletic director saw the plane flying over school, he went right to the hatchet in the closet.
What was that, when they fired Howland?
Yeah. Fire everybody. Oh, the bomb three at the clock. He misses. 14-point lead. 5:40 and counting left. 12-point lead again. As Virginia got a layup from Guy.
Tell you what, Bennett might not get fired, but whoever this is, Ryan Odom for UMBC, he's going to be getting a lot of attention for jobs coming after this game. And he only got there in March of 2016, so he's barely been there and having this kind of success.
Look at the defense. They're trapping every guy with the ball. They're trapping every guy with the ball. They called the foul. I think they're in a 1-1 now. Oh, no, they called it on 11. My bad. That's a foul. He's moving. You're crazy. That's a good call.
That is.
Mafia, Jerome was moving all over the place.
Jerome was all over him, leaning on him. He didn't take steps. He started dribbling right away.
He dribbled, then he got hacked. Get in. Nice kiss. Yeah, baby. See, I'm not rooting for Tennessee here like the chick in the studio show. I didn't go to Maryland, Baltimore County. I'm just rooting for them to win the game so that a number one overall seed goes down the toilet.
You're just rooting for chaos and anarchy.
Yes.
Because that's the same side of the bracket that Arizona's out of, too. So Cincinnati, Tennessee, Kentucky, their road just got a lot easier if this goes down the way it is right now.
You're right. That is in the same bracket. That changes everything. Kansas State would play him on Sunday.
Correct. Kansas State would play the winner of this game.
Wow, it looked like he just went out of bounds. What's it called? Charge. No basket. No basket.
Look out!
Is he going to complain? Tee him up. That's two in a row you've been crying about, Jerome. That's a great call. Charge for sure. Boom. No bucket. Charge on you, son. Shut up. That's a great call. You know that's a good call, Mafia.
And that puts them in the bonus now, so they're going to be shooting the rest of the way.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-2124. CBS 4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance? Do get it all at geico.com. David in Pittsburgh on the fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scotty.
Hey, bro.
Hey, I hope that 16 seed upsets Virginia. I can't stand Virginia, but Hey, I called to see. Do you think Mata might take that Pitt job since he turned down that Georgia job down there?
Well, I think that after they talked to Crean, they'd be stupid not to talk to Thad Mata, to be honest with you. But I think he's a better coach than Kevin Stallings. I'll give you that. But, you know, it depends on if they want to go with another guy that's I don't think Thad Mata's old, but he's definitely he's like Stallings, isn't he? About the same age? My guess is maybe a little older. I don't know. They may want to, you know, my guess, maybe go a little younger. Look at him miss the layup, but he got a follow by Guy. So it's 12 points, 4 minutes left. So, look. How old is Mata?
Mata's 50 and Stallings is 57.
All right, so 50. Stallings is 7 years older.
Guy looks like
older.
He's about 70 the way he
I'm
was
older than
that.
Mata.
Jeez, he was.
Looks like the Ohio State job made him age a little bit. He looks 60. But they may want to go younger. You've heard the stories. You've read them even in the Trib Review out there that Danny Hurley's a guy they're interested in. I'll be honest with you. If I'm Pitt, I hire Danny Hurley. That's it. I go young, and I bring in a guy that's done a great job at Rhode Island. He's a hell of a coach. He's done a hell of a job up there. There's no denying it. There's no questions asked. And they get a front row seat of watching him this weekend playing Duke tomorrow in Pittsburgh. So I wouldn't be surprised they're smelling like they want Danny Hurley. But I would talk to Thad Mata at the very least if I were Pitt. They're in a shambles right now.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Get on PharrellOnTheBench.com for all of Saturday's plays in the NCAA's Bama Nova, Rhode Island Duke, Buffalo, Kentucky, Seton Hall, Kansas, even Houston, Michigan. Great games, great picks, money lines and spreads, all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. NBA Saturday, Minnesota at San Antonio, Houston at New Orleans, NHL Boston at Tampa. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Fans love it. It's cheap. The best handicapping site around. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. All right, so here you go. They got a clock running, 2.5 minutes left, and no foul there. You got to be kidding me. They called the foul, right? He called the foul, right?
Yes.
I mean, they are just having all kinds of problems getting the ball over the half-court line. 2.5 minutes left.
Up 15.
You just can't make up 15 points in 2 minutes.
Their offense, it'll be tough to.
It's just not happening. So,
here's what,
they're
like
just
going
to keep shooting free throws, too.
You need to make your free. This is it. This is the time of the game. You got to make them. That's it. You got to make them.
Make free throws, win the game. That's it.
You pull. You said it before. You pull upsets in the NCAA tournament when you're a lower seed like this by not turning the ball over, making your free throws.
Getting a shot.
Doing things the right way.
Right, get a shot.
They're in a spot right now. If they make their free throws,
they're up 17.
They're going to win this game.
This game's already, it's over. They're up 17. There's 2:20 left. It's over. They can't even score that many points in 2 minutes. It's impossible. Another brick and a rebound for the Retrievers. And they got numbers. Look. This game's over. They're going to start partying. Did you see that kid shoot that three after the whistle? He made that too. One-handed from 30 feet. It went in. I mean, it is time to get hammered down in Baltimore. This is over. Virginia, how humiliating. I mean, you are taking it right across the chin. Is this not the craziest thing you've ever seen? I can't think of any game ever that I've seen like this. Can you? What game is bigger than this?
This is incredible.
Not only is it a shock, but they're kicking their ass. They're not just beating them at the buzzer or something. This is, they're beating their ass in. And there goes one guy. Wilkins fouls out. Remember when they lost Hunter? Everybody said, no problem. Let me tell you, this is the same thing that's going to happen to Purdue. No Haas, no big seven-footer. Bye. You're done.
So do you remember Dave Odom?
Yeah.
Coached at Wake Forest,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
His son is the coach of UMBC. That is the coach of the Maryland-Baltimore County team. Ryan Odom, the son of Dave Odom, former Wake Forest coach.
I didn't know that.
Who, of course, had Tim Duncan at Wake Forest and all that. So there's your connection with the coach for UMBC.
This kid is just bricking free throws. Here's a kid crying on the bench. Here we go.
And there's still time left in the game. What are they doing? 2.5 minutes and they're crying.
There you go, hanging on the rim. Game over. It is lights out. The number one seed, the first time ever, a number 16 is going to win. This is craziness. What an effort. They're down 17. They can't even score that many in 2 minutes. It's a minute 50. They have no chance to score 17 points. All this is rub it in your face time is what it is. There's no way. What are they going to do? Cut it to 10 at best? 8?
It's over.
They can't score 17 points in 5 minutes. They don't have that kind of team. Right? Aren't they all about defense and Charlottesville?
They're a grind you down, get a lead, grind you down type of team, and they're not built to come back from down 15 with 10 minutes left in a game, let alone
at some point
two.
We're going to come back and Carver is going to pull up all their failures.
I already got him up.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Give me their failures.
Well, this is just obviously in the Tony Bennett era. In the 14 tournament, they lost to Michigan State in the third round. So he actually won a couple games that year.
That's not bad.
In 15, he lost to Michigan State again, this time in the second round. Then they lost to Syracuse. That's the Syracuse team that shouldn't have been in the tournament that year.
They went to the Final Four, the championship.
That game was to go to the Final Four. They lost the regional final to Syracuse that year. That's a game you have to win when you're a one seed. I believe they were the one seed that year. And then last year they were one and they lost to Florida in the second round.
And then now they'll lose to a 16 for the first time in the history of the tournament. A 16 is going to win. And it's at their expense. I mean, they'll never live this down.
31-2 this year.
31-2. So much for that great season they had. Are they going to have a banquet?
And your boy Aaron Torres tweeted about...
they'll have a banquet and celebrate the season with all the kids and their parents?
Like an hour and 15 minutes ago, Aaron Torres tweeted that, remember, Virginia won their conference by 4 games. Please keep telling me how good the ACC is.
Yeah, they're just so fabulous. I mean, this is so funny. I can't even get enough. I can't get enough of it. Like, I could sit and watch this all night. Look at this one, another rim racker. Oh, hanging on the rim with his onions in Guy's face.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So usually TCU scores 90 points a game, right? Now Syracuse is messing with them. Syracuse is up 4 with 7.5 minutes left in the game, and the game's down in the 42-38 range. So what they've done is they've crucified them in this game. TCU's scoring a third of what they score, right? They usually score 90 a game. They can't even break 50 in this game. It's unbelievable, that zone of theirs, what it does to for, you know what it is? It's built for the tournament, is it not? It's just all the regular season doesn't even matter. Syracuse's Boeheim zone is built for the tournament. And you get into the tournament and you play that kind of defense, that zone, and if it's clicking and you're, you know, working it at the highest level and you got it going on and you're, you know, effective with it, you will shut down anybody. Like, this is unbelievable that they can't even score 50 points. It looks like they won't score 50, doesn't it? And then Syracuse doing their normal just enough to win type of game where they score and chip it in, right? It's 42-40. Here's another good game. I got to tell you, the other games stink. Florida State's up 22 at the half. Clemson is up 14 with 12.5 minutes to go against New Mexico State. And a lot of people, including myself, thought New Mexico State would give Clemson a game. Oh, this is, unbelievable, these games tonight. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, so let's go to the West Region where Xavier popped Texas Southern, Mike Davis's team. I mean, they started hitting threes in this game. There was a stretch where they hit so many bombs in a row. They literally stopped putting a score up on the TV. I was getting ready to go to work, and Xavier was just running it up on Texas Southern. And the top seed in the West rolls 102-83. And Karam Kanner joins us from Xavier. I love his brother, too. What a badass. He's the only guy on the Knicks that I like. The guy works his ass off. If the Knicks don't give your brother a deal to stay in New York, I'm going to jump off a bridge. I mean it. Like, I love your brother's a freak, man, and you play just like him. I love your game tonight. How about you, 11 for 15 from the floor, getting it done, bro? Nice job.
Hey, I appreciate that, Scott. Thanks for the words about my brother and myself.
Oh, my God. You and your brother are just nuts. I mean, when did you guys, what age did you two start balling and becoming such great basketball players? Because I just, I've seen you play this year a lot. And then I've seen your brother play every single night, here in New York, and then in his career, obviously, in his other stops. But he's just been such a beast and such a violent presence in the paint. I just love the way he just crashes and plays hard at the rim and plays D and finishes. And then he'll fight you if you mess with his teammates. He'll fight you, punch you in the mouth. I love him.
Yeah, you know what? We actually started playing soccer at first, and then we started becoming too tall to play soccer. That's when we translated to basketball. But we got the footwork, the thing that you love about us, the footwork from soccer, both me and him.
So my dad has been to Istanbul, and he loved it. How about you? How did you end up in Cincinnati, bro?
So I started my college career at Wisconsin Green Bay. I spent 3 years there, and I wanted to go somewhere high major where I can make a deep run in the tournament. And I felt like Xavier was the best place for me, and I felt like I can fit in the system. And I had a really good relationship with Coach Mag off the grid. So tonight I can say that I made the right decision by coming to Xavier.
Was that your best game, do you think, that you've played? Shooting that from the floor and then having five boards, a steal, a block, playing at both ends and having 24 points. Do you ever remember anything better than tonight?
I mean, yeah, offensively, I think I would say it was one of my better games. You know, my coach always gives me a lot of confidence, and he always makes the right play call. So I just tried to follow the game plan, didn't force a lot of shots, and I'm happy we got the win.
Yeah, you guys are going to play the winner of Missouri-Florida State. Florida State is up big on them right now. I know you only worry about your own business, so you can't worry about what they're doing. What about, like, Blewett? He does this every night. He had another night tonight. Got to the line, grabbing boards on both ends of the floor, passing, blocking shots. All you guys, I mean, between you and Makura and him, I mean, you got the three of you just literally – I mean, you almost outscored Texas Southern, just the three of you.
You know what? Those guys, both Trayvon and JP, they have been good scorers their whole career. But this year, their senior year, they have been a great vocal leader for us. And they play good defense. You know, Trayvon helps us with offensive rebounds a lot and defensive rebounds a lot. You know, JP's a great playmaker. So this year, they're more than just a scorer for us, and I think that was the difference from going from last year to this year. That's why we're even more successful than we were last year.
There's no team that's beaten you guys when you shoot 54% from the floor and 45% from beyond the arc. I mean, if you guys shoot like that and the way you play defense, I mean, just forget it, right? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, it's easy to say that, but, you know, every team brings it out 100% on the floor every night. You know, you have to realize for every team that's playing in the tournament, this is their last game of their season. And for seniors, this is their last game of their career. So we can't take a possession off. Like I said before, especially playing against a lot of seniors, this is their last game. So is it for us, so we don't want to leave anything out on the court.
There's great teams in that region. I mean, you guys, Ohio State, the Zags, Houston's playing great ball, Michigan, that's going to be a great game tomorrow, A&M and North Carolina. Don't you think you're in the heavyweight region right now with all those great teams?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I have a lot of respect for all those teams, but at the end of the day, you know, we're one seed for a reason. We have been playing great basketball all season long, and we deserve to be a one seed. I feel like as long as we play our basketball and listen to what our coach has to say and execute the game plan, there isn't a team in the country that we can't beat.
You and your brother, are you guys the exact same size, like 6'10", 250 or something?
Yeah, close. He's got an inch on me, but we're about the same weight. I play a little bit on the perimeter more, but yeah, we're about the same. It's hard to tell if you look from far.
Can you take him in like a brother on brother fight? I mean, like if I put some money down on you, do you think you could finish him inside of five rounds?
So I would say as long as I don't let him get a lot of post touches and paint touches, I would have a shot. But he is one of the strongest players even in the NBA, and there aren't that many guys in the NBA even that can guard him one-on-one. So every time he plays, somebody has to send him a double team, and that's what's really hard about playing one-on-one with him.
I want you to come to the Knicks. I want you and your brother playing on the Knicks. I think that would be badass. Are you going to play at the next level? Is that your plan?
I hope so, yeah. That is the dream. And who wouldn't want to play with his brother? You know, I would love to play that. You know, I can play the four. He can play the five. And I feel like I can bring an instant help to that team.
Well, if you come to New York, which I hope you do, I'll take you out for a burger. Hey, congrats on the win tonight. Great job. Way to fill it up. I love watching you play ball, brother. Congratulations on all your success. Good luck the rest of the way.
Hey, I appreciate that, Scott. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Mr. Canner there for the Xavier Musketeers. How about that kid having a 24 spot tonight, Carver High? 6'10", 250.
Big game.
He means business, Mafia. I think he'd dunk in Coco's face.
Easily.
Not in yours, though. You'd get him a broken nose and a concussion for you before you'd let him score.
No, if I'm in the way, you go to the ground before you go to the rim.
I guess. I don't even know what that means. You'd hit him low? Is that what you're telling me?
Take him out.
Take him out low. Knees. How do you say his name? Karem?
Karem Kanter.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, son. Kareem Canner.
They call him K-Dot.
K-Dot, is that what they call him?
That's his nickname, yeah.
Is that right? He had a great game. Xavier, 102-83. They're going to play the winner of Missouri and Florida State. I told you, Florida State's up in that game at the half. The last time I checked, they were up 22 at the half. Can you even believe that? 42-20, Florida State. The Clemson game is 60-49, Clemson. So New Mexico State's down 11. Syracuse up 1 on TCU with 3:50 left.
Wait, did you say that another team that didn't deserve to be in the tournament but is in there because their star player isn't winning? What a surprise.
Porter?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they do. They let in star players.
They let in Missouri because of Porter and didn't go too well.
Here's Cam in Baltimore talking about the Retrievers upset the 16, beat Virginia tonight.
My man, Scotty, man, what's going on, man? Pour me up one.
Get him a beverage. Get everybody in Baltimore a beverage.
Hey, man. Listen, this is how crazy life works. I went to Walmart the other day because I didn't have any toilet paper, right?
Right.
So I run into I see Coach Odom in Walmart. So this was last week.
Right.
So I wish him good luck on the tournament. He's like, thanks, man. I appreciate it, whatever, whatever. So out of this being a good sport, I bought a UMBC shirt in there. I had high hopes. It's just my luck. They pulled it out. I got my UMBC Retriever shirt on right now, and I can't believe it.
And then really you got to meet the coach.
And I met him randomly in Walmart because I needed toilet paper.
That's awesome. Do they have good prices on toilet paper at Walmart?
I guess with the brand I got, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like I'm getting ripped off at the grocery store when I buy expensive toilet paper, because I only, like, this is just me, I only use Charmin, because there's a lot of toilet papers that, in my view, don't get the job done. There's a lot of issues with toilet paper in my world. I've had a lot of, you know, backyard problems, and I try to get the finest of toilet papers, like Charmin, and it can be rather costly at the grocery store.
Man, listen, and also one more thing, man, I got a bunch of people, like, I know from Virginia and things like that. They laughed at me. Like, dude, there's no chance. Like, I got to call everybody I know from Virginia right now. Like,
yeah, listen, Cam, honestly, drink your beer because they're not going to answer the phone tonight. There's not going to be anyone in Virginia answering the phone tonight talking about the Cavaliers' great performance in the first ever 16 loss. They lost to a 16 seed, Maryland Baltimore County. That's the greatest upset in NCAA history, hands down, right? Is it not, Carver High? There's nothing. No one's ever done it. That's it.
First one ever to do it.
That's got to be the greatest upset ever.
And there are some people actually crazy enough to bet it.
What's the story there, Mafia? You said a bunch of William Hill took in a bunch of bets on the Terrier.
There were 25-1 on the money line to win. There was 134 tickets placed at William Hill, allegedly, including a couple $100 tickets that just made them $2,500.
They'll probably spend the $2,500 before they leave the casino.
They're probably getting hammered right now in celebration.
They're probably playing that. What's that game with the horse racing machine?
Sigma Derby.
Sigma Derby at the D.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.